Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 90.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Everyone's asked to please silence their electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and guests are asked to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our Father, you who watches over us and patiently guides us through our trials and our challenges, we thank you for this opportunity to honor you by serving others. Please be with us in these waning days of this legislative session. Help us to make the right decisions for the right reasons and not for partisanship or personal or political gains. Be with us now and evermore, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 4th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Grange moves that the journal for July 4th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Proclamation from the governor. The clerk will read.
Roy Cooper, Governor. Appointment of Jeffrey C. McNeely, 2019-2020, by the Governor of the State of North Carolina. A proclamation, whereas Rena Turner, elected representative from the House District 84, 2019-2020, General Assembly has resigned, and whereas the provisions of NC General Statutes 163-11, as recodified by the Session Law of 2017-6, require that the vacancy created by resignation of Representative Rena Turner be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the House District 84 Executive Committee. And whereas the House District 84 Executive Committee has notified me of its recommendation of Jeffrey C. McNeely of Iredell County, North Carolina, to fill the unexpired term, I do by these present appoint Jeffrey C. McNeely as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, 2019-2020 General Assembly. In witness whereof, I hereunto sign the name and affix the general seal of the state of North Carolina at the capital of the city of Raleigh this fifth day of July in the year of our Lord 2019 and the independence of the state of North Carolina of America, 243rd. Roy Cooper, Governor, attest Rodney Maddox, Chief Deputy Secretary of State.
Noted. And Representative McNeely will be seated formally at 7 p.m. this evening. But Representative McNeely, good to see you with us already this afternoon. And we'll give you the formal applause this evening. But thank you for being with us this afternoon already. Sir. Also, before we get into ratifications, the chair is happy to welcome with us a very special guest, a friend of this member, but also all members, former Speaker of the House and current U.S. Senator Tom Tillis. Tom, thank you for being with us this afternoon. We're honored to have you with us. Wish you could be with us this evening, but I understand you've got to go vote in another building just a little bit north of here. So all the best, sir. Ratifications of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified and presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 384, an act to clarify various motor vehicle dealer laws. House Bill 402, an act to authorize the acquisition and construction of the financing without appropriations of the general fund to certain capital improvement projects of constituent institutions of the University of North Carolina. House Bill 492, an act to simplify the property tax exclusion for increasing the value of property held by a builder. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 4, an act removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Claremont. House Bill 52, an act to allow land owned by the town of Wrightsville Beach to be used for the benefit of the public and to allow the town to regulate certain private businesses operating in those lands. House Bill 204, an act adding certain described navigable waters and the underincorporated portion of the Rachel Carson Reserve to the corporate limits of the town of Beaufort. House Bill 349, an act to authorize this county of Wilkes to realign the county and the purpose of tax file tax district under Chapter 69 of the General Statute, House Bill 489, an act renaming the Lincoln County Airport Authority as the Lincoln County Regional Airport Authority, authorizing the Airport Authority to apply for accept grants from the state and federal government, and making other changes to the enacting legislature.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, subject to the standard stipulations of Rule 15.1, the chair is going to chair the House standing in recess until 7 p.m. this evening.
Pursuant to Rule 15.1, the Speaker makes the following standing committee appointments. Add Representative Candy Smith to the Committee on Health. Pursuant to Rule 15.1, the Speaker makes the following standing committee appointments. Add Representative Fraley to the Committee on Health.
The House will come back to order. Members of the House will now seat a new member. Representative McNeely's appointment proclamation was officially read at 2 p.m. He subscribed to the oath of office earlier this afternoon and will occupy seat 52. The Senate will be notified of the seating by special message. House Bill 170, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 170, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap, the satellite annexation for the city of Asbury and the new towns of Dunn, Franklinton, and Youngsville, Junesville, North Carolina, and Axe.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do move that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 170 and to debate that.
Gentleman from Randolph has moved the House to concur with the House, the Senate Committee substitute House Bill 170. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Dixon wish to record. Representative Ross. Representative Brotman. Clerk clock machine, record the vote. 113 have voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 170 passes. Motion to concur has been adopted. However, the bill remains on the calendar. House Bill 285, clerk will read.
Representative Sauls, House Bill 285, a bill to be entitled an act removing certain restrictions from satellite annexation for the city of Sanford and the town of Beaufort. General Assembly, North Carolina, and that.
Gentleman from Reed, Representative Sauls, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, make a motion to concur.
Gentleman's recognized.
Yep, thank you, sir. Motion to concur with Senate Bill 285.
Gentleman has moved the House to concur with Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 285. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Dixon, aye. Representative Warren, Representative Sain, members wish to vote. Representative Brotman wish to vote. Clerk will machine record the vote. 113 have voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 285, motion concurs, adopted. Bill remains on the calendar. What purpose the lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I think I was coming through the door for 170. Aye, please.
Let it be recorded as having voted aye on
Thank you,
House
very
Bill
kind
170.
You.
House Bill 80, clerk will read.
Representative Ray, House Bill 80, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate unattended equipment use of waterfowl hunting in the Roanoke Rapids Lake of Northampton and Halifax Counties, General Assembly, North Carolina, acts.
Gentleman from Northampton, Representative Ray, recognized for motion.
To make a motion.
Gentleman's recognized.
I'd like to make a motion to concur.
Gentleman's moved the House to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 80. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Lot Machine record the vote. 114 haven't voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 80. Bill is ordered and enrolled. For what purpose, gentleman from Guilford, Representative Brotman Rice?
Can I be voted or recorded as voting aye on Senate Bill 80?
Absolutely. Gentleman be recorded as having voted aye on the bill. House Bill 758. Clerk will read.
Representative McGrady, House Bill 758, a bill to be entitled an act to expand membership of certain metropolitan sewage district and to direct the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to study wildlife enhancement, invasive species control, and the native habitat restoration properties managed by the state, General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, is recognized for a motion.
Motion to concur in the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 758.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 758. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine and record the vote. 116 haven't voted in the affirmative, 9 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 758. Bill is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 106, the clerk will read.
Representatives Horn, Butterfield, Lucas, and Rita Turner, House Bill 106, a bill to be entitled Inmate Health Care and 34B Program, General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 106.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, has moved that the House do concur with Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 106. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative White, Representative Clemens, Representative Shepard, do the members wish to vote on the bill? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 106. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 156, the clerk will read.
Representative Warren, House Bill 156, a bill to be entitled an act to improve access to certain assets of Swain County Settlement Trust funded by Board of Commissioners in Swain County, General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
Representative Warren, is the gentleman handling this bill?
I suppose I recognize the number still.
The gentleman's recognized for a motion.
I would ask that we support and vote for concurrence on 156.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 156. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Graham, Representative Cleveland, members wish to vote. Clerk of lot machine record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. The House does vote to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 156. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 211, clerk will read.
Representative Shepard, House Bill 211, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to motor vehicle laws of the state. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepard, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask that we do not concur with Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 211, the vote green not to concur. Thank you.
Gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepard, has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 211. Those in favor of the motion not to concur will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does not concur with the Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 211. The Senate will be so notified. House Bill 217, the clerk will read.
Representative Sane, Jones, and Kyle Hall. House Bill 217, a bill to be entitled an act to make miscellaneous and technical changes to the statutes related to the Department of Information Technology, amend various statutes related to the state agency cybersecurity, and to amend various statutes relating to the emergency phone service and the 911 board. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make the motion that we not concur.
Gentleman has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 217. For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to inquire to Representative Sane.
Gentleman from Lincoln, yield to the lady from Mecklenburg.
Yes.
He yields.
Representative Sane, why are we not concurring, sir?
Well, I appreciate the question, and we have a few technical changes from DIT that we need to put back into the bill or put into the bill at their request. So we'll take care of that in conference and get it back to us. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion not to concur with Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 217. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Dahl, wish to vote. Clerk lot machine record the vote. 118, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 217, and the Senate will be so notified. House Bill 329, clerk will read.
Representatives Zolka, Arp, Hannick, and Warren, House Bill 329, a bill to be entitled Renewable Energy Amends, Demonstration of North Carolina Acts.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Zolka, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 329.
And the gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As it came back to us, this is actually a combination of three different bills, two of which passed out of this chamber. The first was House Bill 329, exempt EV charging stations, which originally passed here by a vote of 112-1. The second bill that they put in with that was House Bill 321, Small Hydro Amends, which we voted 114-0 to pass. There were two minor technical corrections made to those two sections of the bill. And then the third portion which they added was actually about solar decommissioning of solar facilities. There were a number of different bills, some of which were floated in the House, some of which were floated in the Senate. They came to a good compromise on the various proposals, and hopefully you've all had an opportunity to read it. The bottom line is that the majority of the stakeholders are at least neutral, if not in favor of this. I personally think that it's a good compromise. It's good legislation. I ask for your support and the concurrence.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with House Bill 329. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Clark wished to record on the bill. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115, having voted in the affirmative, three in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 329, the bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Mr. Clerk, chair directs that House Bill 337 be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow. House Bill 629, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Carson Smith, House Bill 629, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize mutual agreements with out-of-state law enforcement agencies. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 629 and to debate that.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur, and the gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you. This passed the House chamber 113 to nothing. The only change that the Senate made was they added county police department to the list of municipal police department and sheriffs. I'd appreciate your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 629. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk White Machine record the vote. 118, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 629. The bill is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 761, the clerk will read.
Representatives Yarborough, McElrath, Carney, and Corbin, House Bill 761, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that the Department of Health and Human Services, its authorization agents, its local health department shall have no liability for wastewater systems failures that are direct results of certain evaluations conducted, licensed soil scientists, and licensed geologists.
Clerk will read the amendment as well.
Senator Newt moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 23 through 25 by rewriting those lines to read.
Gentleman from Person, Representative Yarborough, recognized for motion.
I'd like to make a motion to concur with the House Bill 761 as amended.
Gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the amendment to House Bill 761. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion. The chair did see that the light did come on, for what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
To ask my co-sponsor a question about the
does the gentleman from Person yield to the lady from Mecklenburg?
Yes.
He yields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could you please tell us what the amendment was? It was amended?
The Senate came up with a little bit more precise language to do exactly the same thing, which was basically to protect the counties from any liability when a private system is done.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate amendment committee substitute to House Bill 761. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Yarborough, would the gentleman like to vote on his own motion? Clerk will lock the machine and record a vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, one of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 761. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To be recorded as aye on House Bill 329.
The lady will be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 329. House Bill 630, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Hodister, and Faircloth, House Bill 630, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the Private Protective Services Act and to Alarm System License Act and to create certain fees. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise.
I'd like to send forth an amendment.
Gentlemen's recognized to send forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative McNeil moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 37, by deleting the phrase.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is technical. It changes the word chairpersons to chairs. So I appreciate your green vote.
Question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Thank you. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. The amendment's adopted. The gentleman from Randolph is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you are a member of state and local government or finance or rules, you've already heard this bill, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you want. That seeks to modernize the private protective services that regulates a lot of the private protective services and also the alarm licensing board. And I appreciate your green vote. As I speak now, I'm not aware of any opposition to it. There was some, but we have met with those stakeholders, and all that opposition, as far as I know, is been taken care of. So I appreciate your green vote.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin Rice. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 630 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. House Bill 630 passed a second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 630 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 630 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Joint Resolution 1019. The clerk will read.
Committee on Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House. House Joint Resolution 1019, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of the appointment of Floyd B. McKissick, Jr. to the Utilities Commission. The House resolved, the Senate concurred.
And Mr. Cork, on House Bill 630, the Chair also directs that bill be engrossed. Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, House Joint Resolution 1019 is the confirmation of Governor Cooper's nominee, Floyd McKissick, to the Utilities Commission. Please know that current Senator McKissick's credentials were reviewed and found to be in good standing, and I would ask members to please vote green on this confirmation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 1019 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Cunningham, Representative Everett, members wish to record. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. House Joint Resolution 1019 passed a second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
House resolved, the Senate concurred.
Question for the House, passage of House Joint Resolution 1019 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 1019 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 29, the clerk will read.
Senators Britt and McInnes, Senate Bill 29, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the penalties for violation of the move over law and to limit the use of flashing amber lights. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill came to us from Officer Jason Quick, who was killed on December 15, 2018, when he was struck by an oncoming vehicle while investigating a crash in Robinson County. This bill's went through committee, no known opposition. What this does is increase the penalty for those who cause serious injury or death for violating the state's move over law. It's just doing a lot of clarification. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Gentleman from Columbus, yield to the gentleman from Guilford.
I do, sir.
He yields.
Representative Jones, I'm definitely in favor of this bill and will be voting in favor of it, but will there be any public education campaign about this? This seems to be one of the most misunderstood laws, traffic laws on our books. Do you know of any public education campaign that will accompany this?
Representative Quick, thank you for the question. And I personally do not know, but our local law enforcement agencies who have requested this absolutely are going to try to do something locally, and I hope that does take on in the state.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 29 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Corbin wish to record on the bill? Clerk will like machine to record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative, one, the negative. Senate Bill 29 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Simmons will not climb in acts.
Question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 29 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 29, having passed third reading, will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be recorded as no on 329.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 329. Senate Bill 316, Clerk will read.
Senators Wells, Crawley, and Edwards, Senate Bill 316, a bill to be entitled an act to direct certain municipalities to report to the General Assembly on local government funding, subsidies, and activities related to affordable housing. General Assembly, no climb in act.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, members. This will just basically start the effort to decide what the picture looks like for affordable housing in North Carolina. We'll gather a lot of information, which is not only needed from the industry side, but also municipal side will benefit from the information also. I'll answer any questions if need be. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 316 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will like machine to record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. Senate Bill 316 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third
objection.
Time?
Objection.
Chair will go ahead and accept the objection, and the bill will remain on the calendar for third reading tomorrow. Senate Bill 535, the clerk will read.
Senators Edwards, Heiss, and Jay Davis, Senate Bill 535, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the addition of Pisgah View State Park to the state park system and to clarify the statutes dealing with conservation corps of North Carolina. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
And for the record, who was the member who objected so the clerk can note it? Montgomery. Representative Montgomery objected. For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
To debate the bill.
Gentleman has for to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes to us from the Senate where it had unanimous support. It does three things. Section one, it creates the new Pisgah View State Park, which is along the border of Buncombe and Haywood counties. Number two, deals with how that park is to be created with a combination of state, federal, and private dollars. And then section three is a technical change dealing with contracting with what was once called the North Carolina Youth Conservation Corps, which is now the Conservation Corps North Carolina. Passed through the House without any objection to committees, and I appreciate your support.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
I also urge support for this bill. It was put forward by my Senate colleague, Chuck Edwards. This area has been historically used for recreation purposes. If you stand in the middle of it, you can see Mount Pisgah in the distance. Broad bipartisan support, and ask your support for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 535 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Insko, the lady like to vote. Clerk will like the machine to record the vote. 118, having voted in the affirmative, none, the negative. Senate Bill 535 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 535 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 535, having passed third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 553, the clerk will read.
Senator Sanderson and Wells, Senate Bill 553, a bill to be entitled an act to provide further regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Union, Representative Brody, rise?
To debate part of the bill.
Gentlemen has for debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is the reg reform bill and a lot of parts in it, and I'm going to address the first eight parts, and I'll go through briefly, and if you have any questions, I'm here to try to answer them. Part one, allows a person who is elected to within a small community to bid on contracts within their community. A lot of restrictions, but allows them to do that. Section 2 is a brief amendment to the plumbing code dealing with water closets and utility sinks. Section 3 is a bill to deal with the doorstep waste collection for apartment buildings. It's I guess we'd call it a compromise that we managed put together so we can move this forward. Section 4 deals with real estate licenses. You have to be a licensed broker in order to sell timeshares unless you are an employee of the timeshare company. Section 5 studies requires each individual occupational license to look into online continuing education. Section 6 is just taking Onslow County out of the vehicle admission testing. Section 7.
Mr. Speaker.
Got two more.
For our purpose, Chairman, from Cumberland, Representative Floyd Rice.
Would the bill sponsor yield for a question, please?
Does the gentleman from Union yield to the gentleman from Cumberland?
Oh, yes.
He yields.
Sir, at this particular point in time, do you think this bill is going to fail?
Well, I would say the first 8 sections will pass. I'll continue just briefly.
Chairman has the floor.
Okay, get to the one I worked on a lot with Representative Autry, the temporary events venues. This will relax some of the requirements to have commercial or industrial buildings used as events. And that's the end of the first 8 sections. Mr. Speaker, recognize Representative Riddell.
The chair will determine the order in which members are recognized, with all due respect. Representative Arp is recognized. Send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Arp moves to amend the bill on page 9, lines 1 through 3, by rewriting the line to read.
Chairman's recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, this is a non-controversial amendment from the North Carolina Board of Architecture. It's arriving here at this late hour simply because the stakeholders were involved in trying to negotiate that. And I know of no opposition I can go through. It's a lot of technical changes. One of the ones that raises the threshold to $200,000 for where it doesn't go. And now that I'll be up.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? Is this on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Clemens, Representative Raymond Smith, Representative John. Members wish to vote on the amendment. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 117, have a vote in the affirmative, none of the negative. The amendment is adopted. Representative Carter, recognize and forth amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Carter moves to amend the bill on page 4, line 40, by rewriting the line to read.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment just adds Rockingham County to the list of counties opt out for the emission testing, and this is a request of our Board of Commissions, and I appreciate your support on this. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. The adoption of the amendment, A2. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Cork will open the vote. Brody, aye. Bell, aye. Representative Dobson wishes to vote on the amendment. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 96, having voted in the affirmative, and 21 in the negative. The amendment is adopted. Representative Jones, recognize, send forth an amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Jones moves to amend the bill on page 12, line 18, by rewriting the line to read.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the only automobile dealer in the House, it was brought to my attention by the Automobile Dealers Association that we need to just reword this, that it's known at the dealer at the time that the dealer applies for the title of the fees, obligations owed. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House, the adoption of Amendment A3. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114, having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative, the amendment is adopted. Gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, recognize debate the bill.
Hi, if anybody has any questions about the Agner stuff in part 2, I am available. Just ring me up.
Representative Meyer, the chair is in possession of the gentleman's amendment. However, since it does change the title, it is not germane to the bill, and the amendment is out of order.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair. The
gentleman has appealed the ruling of the chair. The gentleman has that right.
Mr. Speaker, I don't believe that my amendment requires the bill title to change. The bill title is the Regulatory Reform Act of 2019, the long title being an act to provide further regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina. The amendment that I've introduced does provide regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina. It removes a restriction that is in law through the end of 2020 and moves up the removal of that to September of 2019. So it is, in fact, providing regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina.
The chair's opinion is that the gentleman's amendment is not germane to the bill. The gentleman is certainly free to run a separate bill if he would like, and so that is the basis of the chair's decision at this time. Therefore, the question before the House is, should the member's appeal of the chair's ruling be sustained? All those in favor of the members of the appeal, of the member's appeal will vote aye. All those opposed of the appeal and voting to sustain the chair will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 53 having voted in the affirmative and 65 in the negative. The gentleman's appeal does not succeed, and the chair's decision stands. For what purpose, the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Dalrymple?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Like Representative Yarbrough, I'm available to answer any questions on part 3. If not, let's vote green.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 553 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative and 18 in the negative. Senate Bill 553 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina and Act.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 553 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And Senate Bill 553, having passed third reading, is ordered engrossed and returned to the Senate for concurrence. For what purpose does the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise?
For a motion.
Ladies recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having voted on the prevailing side, I move to reconsider the vote by which the House failed to concur with Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 495.
The lady has moved that the House do reconsider the vote by which the House did not concur with House Bill 495, and if the lady could then also tell the short title of that bill, and then the lady will be recognized to debate the motion.
I'm not sure I remember the short title.
Is it the Municipal Regulation Offsite Wastewater Systems Bill?
It is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Until I'm real prepared.
The ladies recognized for the debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We did ask that you not concur the last time. I wanted to make sure the effective date was correct. We got that straightened out. So, Mr. Speaker, I wish to withdraw my... Oh, do we have to vote on that first? No? We're good. I wish to withdraw my motion to not concur and move that the House do concur with the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 495.
So first thing we'll do is we'll move to reconsider the non-concurrence vote, get it back before us, then the lady will be able to move to not concur, or move to concur. So let's take that vote.
Right.
Question for the House is the motion to reconsider the vote by which the House did not concur to the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 495. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. The House has reconsidered the vote by which the House did not concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 495, and the bill is now back before us. Does the lady now wish to move to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 495?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I wish to withdraw my motion to not concur and move that the House do concur with Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 495. I've only been here 13 years. I should know how to do this.
I think you did a great job with it. The lady has moved that the House do now concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 495. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 97 having voted in the affirmative and 21 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 495. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. So we have a few courtesies of the gallery the chair would like to do. On motion of the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, as well as Representative Jones, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Robinson County Commissioner Faylene Locklear Dial. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us this evening. Also ask our pages to come forward. The House will come to order. To our pages who are here with us this week, we want to welcome you. In just a moment, the clerk is going to call your name. I would ask when he does if you could step forward and wave so that my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
Reed Ballas, Forsyth County. Representative Lee Zachary, sponsor. Jackson Butler, White County. Sponsor, Representative Joe John. Tucker Clark, Catawba County. Sponsor, Representative Mitchell S. Setzer. Ryan Compton, Johnston County. Sponsor, Representative Donna White. Brian Daniels, White County. Sponsor, Representative Allison Dahl. Luke Fountain, Catawba County. Sponsor, Representative Mitchell Setzer. Macy Henson, Randolph County. Sponsor, Representative Pat Hurley. Benjamin Martin, Johnston County. Sponsor, Representative Larry Strickland. Fiona Newberry, Ashe County. Sponsor, Representative Ray Russell. Alora Osborne, White County. Sponsor, Representative Sidney Batch. Brandon Ramirez, Lee County. Sponsor, Representative John Sauls. Zebulon Penland, Buncombe County. Sponsor, Representative John Ager. Mary Poliesko, Wake County. Sponsor, Speaker Tim Moore. John Rouse, Carteret County. Sponsor, Representative John Bell. William Sears, Watauga County. Sponsor, Representative Ray Russell. Mary Stokes, Wake County. Sponsor, Representative Cynthia Ball. Ryan Stutes, Onslow County. Sponsor, Representative George Cleveland. Anthony Tosi, Catawba County. Sponsor, Representative Destin Hall. Cassana Whitbay, Guilford County. Sponsor, Representative Pricey Harrison. Clayton Wisnott, Cleveland County. Sponsor, Speaker Tim Moore.
Our pages want to welcome you here with us this week. We have an opportunity to see your government firsthand, but more importantly, to make some friends from around the state. I'd ask my colleagues to please join me in welcoming you with us this week. You may return to your post. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs House Bill 966 be removed to tomorrow's calendar. Mr. Clerk, Chair further directs Senate Bill 332 be removed from the calendar of July 9th, 2019, and be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Strike the bill for House Bill 966. The bill remains on the calendar. For what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative John Rice.
To ask that I be recorded as voting no on Senate Bill 553, please, sir.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 553.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise.
To change my vote on House Bill 170 and House Bill 285 to a no.
The gentleman, could the gentleman please repeat the number?
170 and 285. House Bill 170 and House Bill 285.
Two different bills?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 170.
Yes, sir.
And no on House Bill 285.
Yes, sir.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted no on both of those bills.
Thank you.
Notices and announcements. For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative John Rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I spent the most of the time, the days since we recessed, in the state of Colorado, participating in events surrounding the wedding of my son, Andy, and his bride, Allison. Highlights included the Colorado scenery, and as the residents kept reminding me, the lack of humidity, Rockies Astros baseball game, a fire alarm at 5 o'clock in the morning on the morning following the wedding day, and a cancellation without notice of a connecting flight in Dallas-Fort Worth on our return, resulting in a lovely night spent in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. But the true highlight was the opportunity allowed me under Colorado law to officiate at the ceremony by which my son and his wife were married, and to pronounce the words by which my son and his bride and his bride Allison became husband and wife. It was a privilege and experience of a lifetime, and I appreciate the opportunity to share it with you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to change my vote on Senate Bill 553, Amendment 3, the Jones Amendment, to a no, please.
The lady will be, of course, having voted no. Is this said on Amendment A3, Jones Amendment?
Yes, sir.
To a no on 553. Did you get that, Mr. Clerk? We got it. Thanks. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Court announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has four.
It's unfortunate for Rules Chair Representative Lewis to hear this, but it is with great glee that I'm here to announce that Stanley, North Carolina, beat Dunn 5-4 in the Dixie Youth Baseball AAA Majors Division II State Tournament on July 7th, which was yesterday. Go Stanley.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Hardin, Representative Lewis, rise.
To re-refer all Representative Torbett's bills.
Noted. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
Ladies recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am not an avid soccer player, but I love watching it. And I tell you, the USA women's soccer team were phenomenal yesterday. And so I definitely had to get up and say that. And the other phenomenal woman was Coco Gauff, who is 15 years old, who played Wimbledon yesterday and beat her idol. So we are on the go and on the move. So go women all over the United States.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education K-12 will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in 643. Please be there.
Mr. Clerk, the chair appoints the following conferees on House Bill 217. Chair, Representative Sain. Members, Representative Brendan Jones, Representative Kyle Hall. Senate will be so notified. For what purpose, gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren Rice.
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Just for planning purposes, state and local government will meet Wednesday at 10 a.m. in room 1228.
For what purpose does the gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson Rice.
An announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Members, House Help will be, the time will be changing to 9 o'clock from 10 o'clock, so watch your calendars, but the House Help meeting will be at 9 o'clock, not 10 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you. Republicans will caucus tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in 544. Please follow your emails, but tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Ross, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
As the other committee just announced, Commerce Committee was scheduled to meet at 10. We're going to move that up to 9 o'clock. So if you're on the Commerce Committee, same room at 9 o'clock. Thank you.
For what purpose did the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise?
moment of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
While we were all out enjoying our wonderful break, one of our colleagues, Representative Logan, celebrated a birthday on Friday and wants you to help us join us in celebrating her birthday today.
Representative Montgomery, she seems really happy you pointed that out to everybody. For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Brotman, rise?
I had the privilege of sitting next to a great member of the State House of Representatives, Representative Greg Meyer, and on July 5th, he was born, and I just want to wish him a happy birthday, and will you join me in wishing him a happy birthday?
Any further notices or announcements? The clerk has some announcements. Clerk's recognized.
The House Committee on Health will meet Tuesday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in room 643 LOB.
We'll change it to 9. That, I believe that announcement is in there. I believe that has been changed to 9 a.m. pursuant to the House Health Chair. Representative Dobson, that's correct. The Health Committee is meeting at 9 a.m. instead of 10. Is that correct? Still in room 643, sir? Okay. All right. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Hartnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, July 9th at 11 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Jackson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, July 9th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Pursuant to Rule 15.1, the Speaker makes the following committee appointments. Representative McNeely is added to the committees on Agriculture, Appropriations, Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety, Education K through 12, Judiciary, and the Judiciary Subcommittee on Civil Matters. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations, House Committee Report, House Bill 536, ABC Omnibus Regulatory Reform, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 3, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 2.
Committee Substitute Number 2 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 3 for House Bill 536 we calendared pursuant to Rule 36B.
Senate Bill 218, clarify state recognition, Lumbee Indians, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 218, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 343, various education law changes, favor House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavor House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 343, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 354, Sam's Law, favor House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavor House Committee Substitute Number 1.
Unfavorable to House Committee Substitute Number 1, House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 354, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 478, Modify Appointment Reporting, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1, unfavorable calendar, House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 478, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 523, Revised Laws Clarifying Administrative Changes, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 523 placed on the calendar, 36B.
Senate Bill 559, Storm Sterile Securitization, Alternate Rates, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 559 placed on the calendar, 36B. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations, House Committee Report, Senate Bill 212. North Carolina Fast Child, Early Child Transformation, AHC Access, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 212, calendar 36B. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 105, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Prison, favorable.
Senate Bill 105, favorable, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 186, Beaufort-Moorhead City Airport Authority, amend, favorable.
Senate Bill 186, reported favorably, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 194, West Jefferson, Saluda Satellite Annexation, favorable.
Senate Bill 194, reported favorably, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 297, Cancer Research Advisory Panel, favorable.
Senate 297, favorable, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 391, expand youth internship opportunities, favorable.
Senate Bill 391, favorable, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 420, NC Service Members Civil Relief Act, favorable.
Senate Bill 420, favorable, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 493, DVPO abuser treatment time of expiration, favorable.
Senate Bill 493, favorable, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 508, civil procedure department declaration, favorable.
Senate Bill 508, favorable, counter 36B. Representative Lewis recognized to send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations, the House Committee Report, House Bill 112, Roanoke Rapids Local Option Sales Tax, favorable.
House Bill 112, favorable, counter 36B.
House Bill 575, Established Birth Center Licensure Act, favorable.
House Bill 575, favorable, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 210, Organ and Tissue Donation, Heart Heroes, favorable.
Senate Bill 210, reported favorably, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 444, allow use of oyster shells for serving dishes, favorable.
Senate Bill 444, favorable, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 462, modifications of NC Appraisal Board, favorable.
Senate Bill 462, favorable, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 604, amend NC Veterinary Practice Act, favorable.
Senate Bill 604, calendar 36B.
Senate Bill 606, prioritize native NC plant and highway road, favorable.
Senate Bill 606, reported favorably, counter 36B.
Senate Bill 621, Testing Reduction Act of 2019, favorable House Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Committee Substitute Number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 621 calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Special messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
House Bill 98, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate hunting for artificial light in Macon and Clay counties for concurrence of Senate Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Bill 98, having been received for concurrence, will be placed on the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for 7919.
House Bill 134, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that vacancies in the Onslow County Board of Commissioners are filled in accordance with GS 153A-27.1 for concurrence in State Committee Substitute Number 1.
House Bill 134, having been received for concurrence, will be calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for 7919.
House Bill 668, Senate Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to higher education laws for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
House Bill 668, having been received for concurrence, will be calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for 7919. Of the Chair, Senate Bill 105, short title, Federal Motor Carrier Safety PRISM, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 356, short title, Surplus Property Proceeds to Parks and Water, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House, and recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government, if favorable to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 118, short title, PED Safekeeper Healthcare Cost Recovery Practice, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. We refer to the Committee on State and Local Government. A serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is added.